flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Dealing with ice on your roof? Well, that's not uncommon here in West New York. After several days of melting and then refreezing, it's common for melted water and ice to work up under shingles and maybe, unfortunately, enter our living spaces, damaging ceilings, walls, and contents. In cases where ice dams go unnoticed for an extended period of time, it can be significant damage, too. So, what to do? Well, the answer is pretty simple, and it's insulate. Insulating your attic will help minimize the heat loss that ends up in your attic, causing the snow to melt and then the ice to form. Key, though, to tie in with that insulation is ventilation. Insulation and ventilation go hand in hand. Another thing to keep in mind is, you hear me say this a lot here on WBEN, we need to keep our gutters clean and flowing in the summer months through the fall to make sure they're not clogged, because clogged gutters could start the whole buildup of ice when the temperatures drop. Make every effort to keep snow on your roof to a minimum as well. Long-handled devices can help. They're called roof rakes. They can help pull that roof off. But be careful with how you operate with those, and make sure you're standing on the ground when you use them. And again, all winter long, try to keep your gutters and downspouts clear so you minimize the ice. Now, if you have a lot of ice, well, just leave it be. Don't try to knock it down. How about a salt stocking, though? That'll help minimize it. Lay a salt stocking on top of the ice dam. It'll stop the water infiltration first and then shrink that ice to help reduce its weight load on their gutters. So, good luck with ice, and if you want to talk about it, well, here's the place. Tune in at 10 o'clock for another edition of Hammer Time Radio. 37 years on WBEN. Hammer Time Radio is brought to you by Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.